Hello.
Hi Scott, it's Francesca from INS Law calling. You okay?
Hey,
Hi, sorry,
how?
just for data protection, would you be able to confirm your date of birth and postcode for me? Sorry.
It's what do you want to know? Sorry.
Your date of birth and postcode, just for data protection. Or
Right. Well, is that you, Francesca?
yeah, it is.
Right, my darling. Right. On my passport, it's the 13th of October 1968, right?
Yeah.
Now, I did email you to try to explain to you, but right, I've always used for what I can remember, right? I've always used the date of birth 15/10/1968. All my medical records, everything is 15/10/1968.
Okay.
So when I got married in a register office in Leith in Edinburgh, they asked me they needed a identification before I got married.
Yeah.
So I ripped up my passport, my birth certificate when I was about 10, 11 year old.
Yeah.
So I've always celebrated my birthday on the 15th. Now, so anyway, as cut a long story short, I phoned the National Health Service
Yeah.
because I noticed that it was 13th on the passport. So when I phoned the National Health Service a few years ago, they says to me at the hospital I was born in, Dunedin Harrington, is no longer there, and all my records will be no there now. So
Okay.
I didn't care what I'm in a situation here.
Right. Okay. Just before we discuss anything further, can you just confirm your postcode for me? Sorry to be a pain. That's okay.
Is it 8760? Wait a minute. Oh, you're gone.
Nearly there.
Wait a minute, Francesca. Wait a minute. I've got
That's
letters.
okay.
Wait a minute, my darling.
That's okay.
E876DW.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah, so, okay, in regards to that, so is what we can possibly do instead, so is your, so all of your files and all your medical records, they're under the, they're on the 15th, are they?
The 15th of October 1968, because back then it was my dad who registered me in
Yeah.
the register office in Musselburgh in Scotland, obviously. Now
And he put you on, okay.
my dad had a drink with him seemingly when he went to register me.
Yeah.
So my mum thought maybe my dad's got the date wrong and things like that, you know. To be quite honest with you, Francie, I've never been given a full explanation
An
why.
actual answer, no. Well, hopefully, when we go to get in your records, there might be some sort of answer on them, but obviously, I can't promise that. But in regards to
Well,
that, so just for gathering your records, so would you be able to sign the
I
sign that thing for me just in case? And then, if
problem.
possible, if you could send two letters to me for your proof of address, so then in case so we don't have to use then
No
the
problem.
passport, so we can do three forms of proof of address instead.
Right, that's fine.
So in case there's an issue because of the date of birth.
Right.
So if so I've got one. Yeah, so I've only got the one at the moment. So if you could send over two more letters to me, just with your full name, current address, and then as long as it's been sent in the last 3 months. And
Right.
then we should then be able to try and use those ones instead. And I'll speak to my manager and see what we should do about that. But if you could send those over, that would be absolutely perfect.
Right, well, I'll do that. But what I'll do, once I've finished talking to you, I'm going to phone the National Health Service again
Yeah.
and just ask them, how can I get this amended to the 15th?
Okay.
Can
Is
I?
there, regarding getting your records, is there anyone that you think that we, so as we've got the letter of authority, we can contact anyone on your behalf to get your records, and because we're a
Right.
law firm, they'll respond probably a bit quicker
That's right.
than. So
Yes.
is there anyone you think that would be helpful for us to contact to get your records that could help you clarify this information?
Well, who have I told? I've not really tennis. I don't. Just try to think.
So, in regards to what hospital were you born in? Do you know?
Sorry, what was that? What hospital?
Yeah.
It's called Rudlands Hospital. Rudlands Maternity. No, Harrington Maternity.
Harrington Maternity.
Or it was Rudlands Maternity.
Rudlands.
I'm sure it was Musselburgh Maternity. I'm sure it was, because I got registered in Musselburgh.
So,
my mum and that's passed away now, eh? So
yeah, so it would have been Rudlands. Okay.
Right, so it's Rudlands.
So, 19. Okay. Okay, so what I can do is I can try and contact someone.
Right.
Or try and contact an authority that might possibly have your records. So
right.
We can add that on, and then we can try and work it out from there then.
That's fine. That's fine. Right, that's lovely. I'll get that document signed, Francesca, and I'll get it right over to you once I've finished talking to you.
That's fab. Thank you. Yeah, so just the two letters and then the signature. That's
I will
that's
do,
perfect.
I will do, Francesca.
That's perfect. Thank you very much for
putting
all that out. Thank you so much.
Thank
Take
you.
Care, okay?
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.